Hams can help you.
Yeah, is Andrew in, please?
Yes, sir. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben.
1 second, Ruben.
This is Andrew.
Hey, boss. How are you doing? It's Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. You look late. It's 6 already.
Dude, I just had it. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I just left a message for Humera. It's been nonstop today. I've been pulled about 20 different directions.
Oh, man.
So if you want to follow up with them, I just left them a voicemail. I did have a question for you on this deal. So I understand you sent this to time payment. I don't want to cause any issues for you with them. Did these people apply online? Do you want me to contact them? I mean, based on, I don't know their credit yet. But.
They apply online. I don't know if you can run the credit. I do know that they need like about 70,000. I have a lot of customers who we get approved through time payment, you know, for a smaller amount, like, you know, $10,000-$15,000. I just get time payment for that. Yeah. But for this guy, you know, time payment, I think they only do up to like 30. I can go with time payment, but then
I can take care of everything for you. I think that's the better thing.
Right. That's why I want to get in touch with you. I think it will be a lot better off like in this scenario for uh-huh. you to just run the credit. And if there's an issue, you know, I know the guys over there at time payment real well. If you can handle it, and you can give me a definite answer, I will just tell time payment to don't worry about it, and we'll just, you know, go with you guys.
I can't pull their credit without their permission, because technically they could sue us. What I can do is I can send you over, because it's time payment, it's not your name on it, but what I can do is this. I can tell you what I would need. So let's do this.
So just kind of send you an email with that information, and then...
Is this
right?
For us. Do you want me to call the customer or no? Do you want to handle it?
No, I'd rather you call the customer and they know you'll be calling, so if you want to give the customer a call, feel free to do so, and then, you know, you can get their permission and then we can go from there.
I just don't want to confuse them. Does time payment also contact them, or does time payment?
No. Okay. This is a form that we have on the website. Time payment will call us and ask us for the permission before they call the customer. So, if you can tell me if you can contact the customer, and then it didn't work out, then I will, you know, I may go another direction. But I think, you know, yeah, I think you're good to call the customer. Let's just I know it's been a while since we work on one of these applications, but let's see how it works, and then we can go from there. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call them right now and I'll introduce myself. Have you spoken to them already or no?
Oh yeah. Okay. No, they were actually at my store. They were at my it was passed on to me. We have two stores here. It was actually this lead came from my other store. We got the quotes for them. It's about 68,000.
Uh-huh.
So you know, that would be let's say just do you know, just run it for 70K and see how it if it's gonna go through. Okay.
Well, it says it's a 6-year-old business, so let me give them a holler and I'll get right back to you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me know. All right. Bye.
Who are you working with, by the way? Is it Moon is the person?
I don't know. That's all the. I think Moon Su Lee.
Yeah.
Just call Mr. Lee, I guess. I think he's Korean or Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.